Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours. Hello, Clara Capano. How's it going today? So excited to have you on.
I am fantastic, and thank you for allowing me to be a guest with you today.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. I love talking with women such as yourself, because it just shows everybody else, like, you know, there's no limits. Mm-hmm. And follow your passion, follow your dreams. So for the audience, Clara is an international speaker, award-winning educator, best-selling author, and host of the Working Women Channel and Be Productive. And I love your clarity success model. Mm-hmm. Or success method.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. So before we dive into that, because I want to hear your backstory, because what really stood out for me as a business owner and a single mom, I understand the chaos of living on the hamster wheel, juggling endless tasks, leading teams, running meetings, and yet ending the day feeling depleted and overwhelmed and stuck. That was me, like, for so many years. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until really when I left my corporate job, because I was doing a corporate role and running my business. It was a side hustle. Now it's a full-time gig. But that's what it was. It was like that. Yeah. And, you know, especially being a single mom, because I was a single mom too. And you're I don't know about your experience. And now in hindsight, it's 2020, obviously. And I look back and I wish I had the awareness to shift that mentality. But I felt like I was on that hamster wheel in this survival mode.
Yeah.
Because it was me and my kid, and I had zero financial support.
You and I have very similar stories.
It was just us.
Yeah. You and I have extremely similar stories.
And being in that survival mode. Yeah. So tell us about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was the same thing. I was in the corporate world, had a, you know, the big manager title, all of those things, and working on my consulting business on the side with being a single mom. My son was about 2 years old when I got divorced from my ex-husband. And even though he was great and wonderful, you know, there's still a lot of responsibility, and then getting my master's degree on top of it. So, you know, I think the way that I learned how to put it all together was by completely falling apart. And, you know, isn't that the greatness? So many times we learn because we go through it the wrong way. And I think for me, what I had to really do is shift my perspective and really redefine what was important to me, redefine what was success. Because going into it, I think success was about the title. It was about making money. And then I had to realize, you know, the more that I was striving for those things, I was getting further away from the person I really wanted to be, the mom I really wanted to be, the impact I really wanted to deliver. And so by taking a moment and really redefining that, that gave me a foundation. That gave me my clarity, for lack of a better word. And then that sort of became my compass. And so by knowing what was going to be most important, what were going to be the true priorities, when things come to me, it's just a matter of, does this move me towards it or does it move me away from it? And that's how I make decisions.
So, so true. Because for me, working in the corporate job was amazing. It was, for all intents and purposes, like, it was a cushy job. Like, it was great. I loved my management team, the leadership. I loved what I did. I was a recruiter, the perfect job for a life coach, right? Because, you know, I'm helping people, I'm giving them advice, you know, all of those things. And it was just, it was incredible. And it wasn't my purpose. And that was that internal struggle that many people experience. And that was the big thing. And, you know, still having that that compass, like you said. And it's been an interesting journey.
It is.
For sure.
And for sure. Know, the idea of your calling, you know, sometimes we have that little thing behind us. Cause I think I always knew my calling was to be a speaker and to be out there, but it seems so hard. It seems so far away. And then struggling with my own worthiness, I fought it for so long. And it's no wonder why I didn't feel in alignment, because I was trying to make something fit that wasn't my truth.
Yes. And my experience too is spending the last few years, because I came back into this world when I released my book in 2021 and launched this podcast. And when I was in this world back in the late 90s, 2000s, up until 2011, 2012, it was very different. Everything was in-person networking. Online space wasn't really there quite yet. So when I walked away and come back 10 years later, everything was online. And I feel like, you know, you reach out to experts and they're like, this is what you got to do. And I felt like for a while, I was listening to what other people were telling me that I should do. Mm-hmm. And I reached a point where I was like, I felt lost. And I was like, wait, I need to follow my own intuition. What is it that I want to do? Now I've got the knowledge. I know how to build funnels. I know how to, you know, do all of those things that you need to do for social media and having an online business, you know, all of that. And I have to follow my gut, because what people are telling me to do may have worked for them and maybe it's not the best for me. So you have to approach it with caution as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what I'm really seeing here with what you do is your clarity method really, really just lays out the whole, like a roadmap that's, you know, I'm going to let you go into it because it's just incredible. Well, success requires a little clarity.
Yeah. And that's the idea, is because you know, when people are confused, they don't take action. And so the whole idea is, if you want to get results, you got to get clear. You got to find your own clarity first. And the idea, like you were talking about, it's great to listen and to watch and observe others. At the same time, you have to bring in your own authenticity. So watching others and using that as a place of reference is great, but you have to also make it your own. And so I think, you know, those are a lot of the lessons. But with the clarity success method, the idea is to look at things holistically. You know, I don't like to do business planning. I like to do success planning with people, because business and life come together so much, and you have to look at it more holistically. So what I do with the clarity method is there's the 7 steps. The first thing that I like to walk people through is the C is having a clear vision. You know, that is your compass. So we talked about this briefly earlier. How do you define success? What is driving you? What is your why? Because without a vision, you can't do anything else. You aren't going to take the right actions. You're not going to work with the right people. So you've got to get a clear vision first and foremost. And then the next one is the L, which is all about leveraging time. You know, we have to start thinking about time as an investment, not something we're looking to spend. Because we are here, we have a finite amount of time, 168 hours a week. And if you really want to have the right results, it's where are you investing your time? So getting clear, are you investing it in the right activities with the right people? Where are you putting your energy? So it's not about managing your time, it's learning how to leverage your time. So you're using your time to its highest and best use. Once you get clear on the amount of time you want to invest, then you compare it with the first A, which is all about the actions. You've got to stop doing everything and focus on the key things that are going to move your business and your life forward, those needle movers. The idea is when you try to do everything, you really can't do anything. And this is what I was doing. This is probably what you were doing, living on the hamster wheel. It's you think it's about more. We have this thing called hustle culture. You're not going to get more done by trying to do more. The idea is you want to do less. So identify the few things and do those at the highest level possible. Then we move into the R, because as much as you need to,
can I interrupt you real quick? Can I, Yeah, yeah. Let's stop right there because I think that I just want to pause for a second to make sure everybody really understands what you were just saying, because that's so important. And I wrote down a note before you joined, don't be busy, be productive.
Yes.
And I think that that's where a lot of people fall into that hamster wheel where, and I know I was guilty of this myself, having a full-time job and doing my thing, that I would spend 10 hours a day. And then at the end of the day, I'm going, what did I actually accomplish today? Mm-hmm. There was a lot of busy work, lots of busy work, and it wasn't productive. Can you just dive into that a little bit more?
Absolutely. And that is, you know, what most of us are doing. We get through the end of the day and we're like, we did a lot, but did we really do anything that truly mattered? You will not be able to be productive. Right. You will always get caught in the realm of busy until you are clear on the right activities you need to do. So I've identified for me in my role as a speaker, I am the CEO of my company. I have identified what are sort of the maybe 8 things that I need to do in my role. So I encourage people, you want to get clear on what you need to focus on, write your own job description. You know, when you're in corporate, you know what you need to do because someone tells you. When you're an entrepreneur, no one really tells you what your job is. So you've got to do that, because now when you know what the activities are, you time block and you build your schedule around those activities. So you're doing the high performance work. And then you have to look at the other things and delegate them off by time blocking. You know, people oftentimes hedge away from a schedule. They tell themselves that a schedule is restrictive. A schedule brings you freedom because the things that matter get scheduled. And so we put those things in, and then you can really show up with the right energy, with the right focus, because it's about working at that high focus level with that focused attention and putting those in. Also, give yourself deadlines. One of the reasons we get so busy is because we don't give ourselves deadlines. Think, for example, you have a vacation. You're leaving on a plane today at 5 p.m. Isn't it amazing how uber productive we are the day before we go on vacation? Because we have finite time. So the idea is, don't tell yourself this needs to get done today. It needs to get done today by noon. Give yourself deadlines, because that's going to help you to show up, to be more focused, to be more purposeful and intentional, so you are getting high quality work done.
Oh, beautifully said. Thank you so much. All right. So continue. You said that the seeing clarity is clear vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So vision, clarity of vision, leveraging time, taking the right actions. Now we're moving into the R. As much as we need to act, we also have to rest. And this is what people do not understand. You cannot serve, show up, deliver quality work at the highest level possible when you are depleted. So the idea is you rest so you can give your best efforts and your best work to your people. I heard this a long time ago from Darren Hardy, who wrote the book, The Compound Effect. He said, your clients pay you to take time off. And what he meant by that is your people need you at your peak performance. So they need you to rest. The number one reason that people don't have a life, that people are burned out, is because they don't make rest a priority. So when you're putting your schedule together, you need to put in time for rest. When I was in my corporate job, one of the things that I did twice a week is I took an extended lunch and I went to yoga. And people would tease me and be like, oh, look at you, you know, taking a longer lunch. And I was like, oh, no, no, you all need me to go to yoga, because you need me to come back to be grounded, to have myself centered so I can be there for you. And they were kind of like, you're right. You know, it's that idea of the oxygen mask on the plane. So carving out time. It doesn't even have to be what we call rest. It doesn't mean taking a nap. It doesn't mean that. It's carving out time for whatever brings you joy, whatever fills you up and helps you bring your energy back so that you can give your best. What it could be is having a dance party, watching TV, going for a walk, gardening, cooking. It could be taking a nap or working out, but you've got to make sure that you are replenishing your own energy so you can give your best to others. So that's what we mean by
beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Then we go into the second A, which is all about articulating value. You see, regardless of what you do, everyone is in sales. And the truth is, nobody wants to be sold anything. People are attracted to value. And there's something out there called the economic law that states money flows to value. So you need to get clear on what is the value you are delivering. Because we have to be the solution for our clients' biggest issues. You cannot do that until you know what it is you're delivering. So I encourage people, and this is an exercise that I walk a lot of my clients through. And when I do workshops, I have them workshop it, is write down. What is everything you bring to the table? I call those the features. What are the features that you bring? Whether it's marketing, skill sets, designations, it doesn't matter. The important thing is, though, is how are you going to articulate that feature as a benefit to your client? Because they don't care about the feature. They care about how is it going to solve their problem? How is it going to help them?
And yeah, what do I get from this?
Yeah. If you don't know the value you bring, I guarantee you they won't either. So essentially what you want to sell is not the stuff. You want to sell the benefit, the solutions. So you got to get clear on how you are going to articulate it. So your posts, your consultations, everything you do, all of your messaging, how you serve is in how you are delivering and articulating your value. So you really got to know that. Then what we do is we have to track and measure.
So true. Yeah.
So the T is all about tracking and measuring. Because the reality is, not everything works. We have all these great ideas and we think, oh, it's going to work beautifully. It doesn't always happen that way. If you're not tracking, if you're not looking at the results, you're never going to know. And then you're going to do things the wrong way. We don't want that definition of insanity of doing the same things and not yielding the right results. So tracking everything. The clients and their results. If you're doing posts, what posts are getting attention? What are the messages that people are resonating? Are there certain times of the day that you have greater focus than others? So you track everything from energy to time to results, all of those things, including your expenses, so that you can pivot and reset. I love to track everything. And then about every 90 days, I do a reset. If it's not working, how can I reapproach it so I can get the better ones? So that's all about the T, the tracking and measuring. And then the Y is simply, yes, you got to celebrate. The truth is we don't celebrate enough. I know, doing a little happy dance there. We tell ourselves, when I get this goal, I'll do something. And yes, you want to have your big goal. Maybe it's a trip. Maybe it's buying yourself a car. Maybe it's going for a spa day. All of that stuff is great. But we've got to have little wins along the way too. So take your big win and then chunk it down. What's a 90-day win? What's a 30-day win? What's a today win? One of the things I love to do, I call it bookending my days. I start my days with a gratitude practice so I can go into the day with the right energy. And then what I do at the end of the day is I come back and I celebrate gratitude at the end of the day too. Because most of us get through the day and we are focused on everything we did not get done. Well, what if you celebrate the end of the day and you say, what are three great things that happened? So that you're celebrating and you're ending your day feeling good, feeling abundant, feeling that you know you did work that mattered. We have to celebrate the small wins because many times the big wins are too far out there. And we've got to keep that fire in our belly, that excitement going. So that's the clarity success method in a nutshell.
Yes.
And when you live in clarity, you have the energy, you have the focus, you have everything you need in front of you to get the right work done, to serve the right people, and to work at the highest level of connection as possible.
I love it. And you were like, as you were talking, I was thinking that I knew everything that was going to come out of your mouth because for me, I am such a high performer and a high achiever, type A, call it what you like. And at the end of every day, I didn't realize for a long time that I was focusing on what I didn't accomplish because every day, my whole existence is based on how much can I get done.
Absolutely.
And so I learned quite a long time ago that it's about focusing on what I did accomplish because as when you are that, have that type of personality like I do, I'm my own worst enemy and I can beat the crap out of myself. if I feel like I didn't accomplish what I had set out to. Yeah. And it's just.
Yeah. It is. And it's exhausting.
Oh my God, I'd be a billionaire right now.
No kidding. And it doesn't serve us. And I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, small business owners, and leaders. And too many times we drive ourselves by the result being the paycheck, the bottom line. What we really need to do is, again, focus on the activities. And every day have the win be, did I do my real job? You know, did I show up and give my best today? Because that's all we can control. The paychecks are down the road, 3 months, 6 months, a year down the road, depending on your industry and your contracts. All we can do is take today. And if you show up every day, you give your best, you show up as the best version of yourself, and you do the activities, the results will take care of themselves.
Without question. And as you were going through your clarity method, what I was thinking is, this is a beautiful blueprint for an entrepreneur, executive leadership, and it's also a blueprint for anything you want to accomplish in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want to do? You want to lose weight? Okay, let's go through. You need, you know, you want that success? Go through that. You want to run a marathon? Boom, 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 boom. Right?
Absolutely. It's
just a beautiful blueprint. So thank you so much for sharing that, because it's really something that can be applied to so many things that you're doing in your life. Yeah.
Absolutely. And like I said, everything has
to be incredible.
Yeah. So we want to make it sure that it's holistic. And again, supporting you not only on your professional goals, but also your personal goals. So like you said, clarity in your life, that's what's going to have you move forward and take the actions that you need.
Yeah. So I love that you talked about being the CEO of your company, which if you are an entrepreneur, yes, you are the CEO of your company. On your website, you talk about be the CEO of your day. Mm-hmm. Like that is such a great mindset shift, right?
Right.
I love that. Can you dive into that a little bit?
Absolutely. So this is one of the talks that is one of my more popular talks. And the idea is we have to control our days. And no matter what you do, if you're in an organization and you are the true CEO, whether you are running the front desk in HR, it doesn't matter. You are the CEO of your world and you have to take ownership of it.
That's right.
So it's getting clear again on the mindset, because the only thing we can control is our mindset, the energy that you are showing up in with the day, where you are putting your time. You know, a lot of times bringing the CEO mindset together boils down to three things: clarity, confidence, and consistency. Again, are you clear on your role and what you need to do? Are you confident in how to lay these out and do these things? Because without confidence, you're not going to take the action. And then as a good CEO, you've got to run the system consistently. Doing it 60% of the time isn't going to get you the results. So really looking at those things again, are you clear? Are you confident in what you're doing and how you need to do it? And then are you showing up and running those systems consistently? That's going to really help you maintain that level and make sure that you're really driving yourself to the right directions.
Beautiful. Yes. Confidence. So that's a thing that most people may not admit, right? That they're lacking in confidence in some way, shape, or form. And I promise you everybody has it, no matter who you are. And, you know, I work with a lot of athletes and I'm obsessed with tennis. And I like to use this example because Novak Djokovic, if you don't know him, he will go down by far as one of the greatest athletes we have ever seen across all sports. Okay. I'm not going to go into the details, but he's freaking off the charts. Most grand slams, his discipline, consistency. A couple years ago, I believe it was the French Open, and he had lost the first two sets. Okay. In the grand slams, you've got to win best of five. So he had already lost the first two sets. Pretty hard to win the next three to win, right? He took a break after the second set, came back, won the next three sets. And the post interview, the guy said, "So you took a bathroom break. What did you do?" And he goes, "Well, I went to the bathroom." He goes, "And I had to look in the mirror and give myself a pep talk."
Yep.
And I'm like, if Novak Djokovic has to give himself a pep talk, don't tell me that nobody else has to do it either. Because absolutely. That's what he needed to do to come out and finish and win. And it's absolutely incredible. And it goes back to what you were saying, controlling that mindset. Because whatever happened, he started to lose that confidence. He started to lose it. And he knew that if he had a chance, he had to bring that confidence back in. And it's not easy. It can be challenging for most people. What types of things do you offer your clients to help them build that confidence muscle? Because it really is a muscle. And some days it's weaker. Some days it's really strong, right? So what do you do and what can you suggest to the audience to help build that confidence muscle?
The first thing you have to do is you have to really understand the value you are bringing. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. As a speaker, I used to be deathly afraid of public speaking. My confidence was really low because I didn't understand the value of the messaging. I was thinking more about myself. So when I connected with the value of my messaging, I had more confidence because I knew I was delivering something that other people need. So first and foremost, define. This is why we talk so much about the value. If you know you are delivering value, why wouldn't you want to go and talk to someone and share it with someone? Because you know it's going to help someone. So first and foremost, get really clear on the confidence. Then, or I'm sorry, on the value to lead to the confidence. Then what you have to do is you have to practice. This is where most people fall down. So going back to your tennis player, I can pretty much guarantee that the first time he stepped out there to play a tennis match was not at that event. He had been showing up and practicing those moves. So when he shifted, he already knew what he needed to do. It was a matter of getting the mindset together. But you've got to practice. Early on in my career, I was in sales. My team leader had me practice certain scripts and dialogues every day. I hated every minute of it. And it made me good. Because when I got in front of the client, I felt confident that I could handle any objection that came my way because I had my toolbox together. So you've got to really make sure you're doing that. Going back to what I said earlier about delivering value and serving your people, part of serving your people, whether it's your family, your clients, whatever it is, you can't serve them unless you're at your best. You're not going to be at your best unless you have your skill sets developed. Sure. So whether it's listening, whether it's a certain objection, knowing your pricing, it doesn't matter. You've got to take the time to practice. And when you practice, when you know it, you feel centered, you feel confident. So I think those two things of really getting clear on the value and then making sure that you are taking time to master those skill sets that you need.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And practicing, you know, no matter what it is, practicing is an absolute game changer. And I tell people all the time, you know, the basis of this podcast is happiness is a choice. The choice is yours. And happiness is something that we have to practice on a daily basis, just like everything else. Practice is the key mm-hmm. for everything.
And if you think about it, we've been practicing our whole lives, you know, whether you played sports as a kid, you were in musical theater, mm-hmm. you know, even when we take our tests, all the pop quizzes, all the homework, those are all practice so we can pass the test. So it's not a new dynamic. We just don't do it when we're adults.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and people don't do it with mindset, you know, the thing is you had said this early on, is one of the things that we have control over is our mindset. And what people don't recognize is, you know, nobody's putting a gun to your head, putting in those negative thoughts. It's coming from you. And you have that choice in that moment. Am I going to lean into this negativity or am I going to make that shift and lean into the positive aspect? And that's the practice of it. And anybody can do it.
And the truth is, it's the only thing you can control. You can't control the economy. You can't control if somebody shows up or not. All you can control is the mindset. And your mindset will control your energy, which controls your focus, which leads you to take action and get the results. So if you're not getting the right results, chances are it could be a mindset.
Yeah. I mean, I think 1,000% that, it, you know, my thing is no matter what it is that you're doing, success is 80% mindset, 20% tactics. You know, now that's going to be a little bit different when you're a young tennis player or a young athlete. Yes, you have to spend a lot of time building your skills, all of that. And once you get to that point, yeah, you're still spending 20% of your time crafting what it is that you're doing. But the 80% is really the space between your ears, for sure.
Yeah, so true. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Claire, this has been such an amazing conversation and we could easily talk for hours. Is there anything else that you want to add before we finish up?
You know, I just think that people need to give themselves a little bit of grace. You know, take some time. You know, you mentioned about going in and taking a break and having a pep talk with yourself. You know, do that. This is a great time, anytime is, to just go back into your own personal locker room and take a time out. Sit down, reassess your vision. You know, what is important to you? Get really crystal clear on that and then use that to start making decisions. You know, everybody deserves the right to have success and to do it on their terms. And that is out there for you. But it all starts with the clarity. So if you're holding back, chances are you're a little bit confused. So get yourself the clarity you need.
Beautiful, beautiful. So folks, you can find out more about Clara at her website, which is claracapano.com. And all of her information will also be listed in the show notes. So thank you so much. I love the work you're doing. Keep it up. And we need more of us out there being a champion to help everyone recognize that, it's on you.
Absolutely.
It's on you.
Thank you.
And we got this, right?
Yes. Thank you for allowing a great forum to share these messages and to impact others. So keep doing the great work that you're doing too.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening today. And I hope that you and your family are happy and healthy and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and lots of clarity. Take care, everyone.